this staff side reacting over there to the girls?
Well, let me tell you that it was tremendous from everybody's point of view. The whole thing, the sincerity, I'm now lumping a lot of calls together, but when you put the papers down and just talked, I would doubt that you had a dry eye in the audience.
Well, I didn't. I felt a little wet myself.
Yeah. I know that, and I remembered, I was thinking myself of that woman you saw at El Toro, who was...
That's right.
You know,
the little boy that saluted, yeah. I remember when he saluted me, boy, I almost broke up.
Because Jack Mulcahy called.
Did he?
Yes. And he was, he's down in Florida, and Bergen and O'Hara were around, and they just thought it was absolutely tremendous.
Oh, well, that's nice.
And he said that it was the first time he'd ever listened to any president and had tears in his eyes.
Did he?
Yes.
Even old Jack?
Yeah. He thought it was sensational. And all of them came on, you know, Bergen and O'Hara.
And then Delta Fire. Excuse me. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Bergen came on, and he just thought it was a great speech. It was magnificent.
Well, it was a nice little speech, actually. It was 19 minutes and 40 seconds, but it was one of the hardest ones I ever did. We'd have no support, this goddamn cabinet, except for Connolly. And I must say, Bill Rogers, to his effect, not one of the veteran cabinet called me. Not one.
Bill Rogers called. I'll get to him in a minute here. The vice president called. He would like to talk with you.
Did he call?
Peter Malatesta talked with me and said that the vice president thought it was, they all thought it was just marvelous, but that he really would like to talk with you, so I'll give the operator that number if you want to.
Well, maybe I should return his call.
Victor Rogers was at the Luxembourg embassy.
So he didn't see it, huh?
Yes, he did. He called and he said it was great, it was tremendous. He said everyone thought it was, and he said that he thought it had, quote, the same impact as the fun speech. That it had one hell of an impact, and that he just thought the last part was
absolutely beautiful. Well, he suggested that, you know. He didn't suggest what I'd say, but he said, throw away your notes and just talk a little while. But this little story about Kevin, I never told before.
Well, that was beautiful, that little Kevin.
But, you know, the little boy saluting, wasn't that something?
It was beautiful. And the Attorney General called.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He thought it was great. He thought it was one of your very best. One of your great...
That's nice.
He said, I thought it was one of his greatest performances personally. And he said that he'd been working, talking with people, very hard problem, but he thinks that you have really, you know, touched the people. And he thinks that, you know, we just have to move ahead with the project of selling some of the idiots.
Well, they're most of them in the establishment, yeah.
Oh,
well, I'm glad Rogers was pleased and the vice
very
president.
Much so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Is Agnew out in California?
Agnew, I'll give the operator the number.
Well, maybe not. I don't think I should call him out.
I think you should.
Well, he called me, did he?
Yes.
Well, then I should return.
He called and said I would like to talk to the president.
All right, fine.
That you came, I can
talk to him. I wouldn't need to talk to, I shouldn't talk to Mitchell.
Most of the others you don't need to.
Rogers,
they don't want
you
to bother. Rogers said don't bother, he's at the embassy and so forth. Hope Lewis thought it was...
Did he call? What did he say?
Yes, he thought it was the greatest ever.
He really did?
Yes.
I might return his call because he never calls me. I mean, he never calls me to bug me.
Yeah, he never does. He said anyone has to be convinced by that. He thought it was, you had an unbeatable position, the record was great, another 100,000 on top of what you've done, and he just thought it was marvelous.
Good.
Leonard Firestone called.
Oh, did he? Len?
Yes. He was in Palm Springs, and he said that he was with a whole group of people.
What they said?
And they all were so thrilled. They thought it was just, I'm reading from notes now, that it was great. The record, the leadership, the delivery, the poise, the everything of the delivery, and everyone around there, just their consensus was that it was great.
The conclusion, though, tell me about the people in your office. They were moved by it, the kids.
Marge even called me, and Dwight called me. Dwight called me, and it was over. Dwight says, I haven't ever cried before. And Marge, everybody, it was just beautiful.
Well, I was practically crying when I delivered it.
I know
I remember that.
I know that from watching you. And Seth Dole had just gotten to Florida.
Dole? Yeah.
Yeah, and he said he has cranking out some statement that, you know, so forth. He thought it was very good. He said he's gonna put out a release in terms of the carping Democrats, and I said, what are you gonna do about our own people?
Yeah.
He said we didn't limit it to Democrats.
That's right.
But he just thought it was great. He's down there to do 5 fundraisers. Now, out of all those people, I think the only one really would be Agnew, because I didn't speak with him.
Well, I might call Rogers for only a reason that he suggested throwing away the text at the last.
Yeah, well, if you want, I'll tell the operator where he is.
Fine,
he's at the Luxembourg Embassy, and I'll give him the Vice President's number.
Fine. You think I should call Hope Lewis?
I think that would be great, because
as a matter of fact,
I got cut off from Hope.
Fine. All right, fine. Okay.
I'll tell the operator to get them for you.
Fine. All three.
Fine.